Reading from Romans 13. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And from 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 6. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Surely we do not need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you, do we? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter of Christ, prepared by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. May it be so.
Be thou our vision, O God of our hearts. Help us to see clearly. Help us to act justly. Help us to live in your grace. Help us to be your family together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome home, First Press. Welcome back to the church that I hope you feel is truly, truly your home. It's home because we're brothers and sisters together. We are siblings of Jesus, our brother and our liberator. We are beloved children of the divine author of life, heirs of this creation. We are stewards of justice. And thankfully, we are constantly recipients of God's grace. What a blessing it is to all be together again. They say that the truest form of truth is often held deep in the heart of stories. So here we go. Once upon a time, a little boy with a big sword went into battle against Mr. Rogers. Or maybe, if the truth be told, Mr. Rogers went into battle with a little boy with a sword because Mr. Rogers didn't like big swords. It was one of those swords that really isn't a sword at all. It's like sort of a big plastic contraption that has lights flashing and sound effects. And it was the kind of sword that is used in defense of the universe by heroes of the TV shows that the little boy enjoyed watching. Well, the little boy with the big sword did not watch Mr. Rogers. In fact, the little boy with the sword didn't know who Mr. Rogers was. And so when Mr. Rogers knelt down in front of him, the little boy with the big sword looked past him and looked through him. And when Mr. Rogers said, "Oh my, that's a big sword you have," the boy didn't answer. And finally, his mother got embarrassed and said, "Oh honey, come on, that's Mr. Rogers," and she felt his forehead for a fever. Of course, she knew who Mr. Rogers was because she had grown up with him. And she knew that he was good for her son, and so now her little boy, zombie-eyed, there she apologized, saying to Mr. Rogers, that she knew that he must be in a rush, that he was about to start filming a program there at Penn Station, so he really didn't need to hang around because her son just wasn't acting like himself. He was probably just tired. Except Mr. Rogers wasn't going anywhere. Yeah, sure, he was taping a show, and there were rings of children wiggling around him, waiting to see him. But right now, his patient gray eyes were fixed on the little boy with the big sword. And so he stayed there on one knee until the little boy's eyes finally focused on Mr. Rogers. And the boy said, "It's not a sword. It's a death ray." Well, oddly enough, the woman, the mother, was encouraged by this. And she said, "Do you want to give Mr. Rogers a hug, honey?" The boy was shaking his head no. And Mr. Rogers then was sneaking past the death ray and the armor of the little boy's eyes. And he whispered something into his ear. Something that, while not changing the little boy's mind about the hug, made the little boy look at Mr. Rogers in a new way, with the eyes of a child at last. And he nodded his head, yes. Later, someone asked him what he had said. "Oh, I just knew that whenever you see a little boy carrying something like that, it means that he wants to show people that he is strong on the outside. I just wanted to let him know that he's strong on the inside, too." And so that's what I told him. I said, "Do you know that you're strong on the inside, too?" This is my happy emoji. Strong on the inside, too. Strength on the inside is the virtue upon which this morning's text shine a bright, bright light. For it is written, all of the commandments are summed up in this word, love your neighbors as you love yourself. And we know from the stories of Jesus that there is nothing stronger than love. Look around. No, I mean really, look around. You can look around. On Ingathering Sunday, we celebrate ourselves and we celebrate each other. But more to the point, we celebrate who we are because of who God is. And let's take note of what that relationship looks like. We are here because God has called us to be together. God calls us to recognize that we are absolutely saturated by divine love and grace together. Together. No more and no less than every other child of God in all of creation. But here we are, in this community, here we are, together. This is First Press Palo Alto. This is us, a spiritual home where all are welcome here, and that makes us very strong on the inside. Now, I'm a visitor here in this neighborhood, so I can say nice things about your insides without appearing to be, in the words of the Apostle Paul from this morning's text, commending myself. One might even imagine that if Paul were to write a letter today, he might even use that same language, which isn't always true with Apostle Paul. But he wrote, "You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on your hearts to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God." and not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. As a visitor here myself, I got to know you first through your written words and then later through your actions. Your words and your actions have always been a source of welcome, of extravagant welcome, a work of welcome. For example, the likes of both of your pastors, Ananda and me, neither of whom would have been eligible to serve as ordained ministers in this denomination, in this church, up until just a few years ago, when you helped to change the mind of this denomination regarding LGBTQ people of faith serving in the church. First Press, you made your stand early, and you made your stand often, and you helped pave the way for so, so many. And so we give thanks to you for your fidelity in this work. Look at the back page of your bulletin. No, really, look at the back page of your bulletin. This is us. See in the lower right-hand corner, we have that square. This is us. This is who we are. We are a sanctuary church supporting refugees and conscientious objectors. We are a peace church working for human dignity and survival. We are a Moralite church embracing LGBTQ people into full and welcoming membership. And we are an Earth Care congregation loving and advocating the earth as God's creation. This is us. This is us. Strong on the outside, strong on the inside. You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Who you are, what you say and do, illuminates our faith, recommending Jesus to the world over. Strong on the outside and strong on the inside. Yes, this is us. Following Jesus' call, we are neighbors to all who are in need of a neighbor. Therefore, in addition to what we affirm, we are also called to oppose all systems and structures, all policies and practices that discriminate, disparage, degrade on the basis of any human condition at all, race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, wealth or class or religion or age or ability, and more. Paul expanded on Jesus giving us what we call the golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. And our neighbor is the one that we share not just a cup of coffee and a bagel, but our neighbor is the one, everyone, with whom we share the adventure of life itself. And when we discover that, we will discover not only who our neighbor is, but who and whose we are as well. So welcome home. Welcome to those who have come as visitors to our neighborhood just to kind of sniff us out. We hope you'll find a home here. Welcome back to the choir. Welcome back to the members and visitors and friends who were here for breakfast early and who will stay for coffee. And welcome to the introverts who are going to sneak out right after the benediction, or maybe even before the benediction. That's fine. Welcome to the very young and the very old. Welcome to the healthy, wealthy, and wise. And welcome to the rest of us. This is the Sunday when all hands are back on deck, ready, rested, and raring to engage in a new year of community and celebration and study and transformation. We worship together so that each of us, in turn, can do our own part to turn this big old fearful world into God's own neighborhood. God's own neighborhood. a neighborhood of healing and love and justice, of peace among peoples and nations, and where every human being understands deep, deep in their souls that they are beloveds of God, recipients of God's grace, members of the divine household, the kingdom of God. Soon we will come around this table and we will celebrate that Jesus is with us now and always, reminding us that God, the one who created us in love and for love, that God calls us each beloved child. Soon we will recommit ourselves to love and to serve each other and the world as part of our faith's commitment. And soon we will eat and drink of these promises from God. And soon we will experience again our strength from within, a strength that comes from being at home with God. And so we pause and we give thanks. We give thanks for the guidance of those who came before us. We give thanks for the faith of those who walk beside us. We give thanks for the hope in those who will follow behind us. And we give thanks for the love that sustains us. It is a beautiful day to come home. Thanks be to God.